We're about to start Simen Ches, the halachas of tzitzis. First, we ought to do something of a chazara on the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, at least of the halachas themselves. And we found that there were several different sources for Netilas Yadayim, several different forms of Netilas Yadayim. There's Netilas Yadayim to get rid of Ruach Ra, which included waking up in the morning, in which case you needed a special kind of washing, three times with all of those halachas, with the kalim, and should be done immediately. There are other forms of Ruach Ra that did not need three times with the keli, although some said that it did, coming out of a washroom, according to some. Going between the mesim, we said that someone goes to Leviah, someone goes to a cemetery, there one does wash dafka three times with a cup. And we saw the minig is that one doesn't go into a building before washing his hands, and it said minig Yisrael Torah on that one. Aside from that, we have the whole list of other things that require washing the hands to get rid of Ruach Ra, but don't eat six times. And included in that were the halakas of cutting your nails, cutting your hair. We also saw the halakas of after relations, one would have to wash his hands, but also there's no halakha of a keli in six times. Cleaning the lice out of kelim. We said that all out of begadim, out of one's clothes. That also requires washing hands for Ruach Ra, but there too, there's no halacha of it being six times. Three times each hand, that is. Then there's the washing of the hands just for nikiyus. And that is that one is not allowed to daven or say a bracha without washing his hands if his hands are filthy. So there the halacha is, you can clean them with anything, it does not necessarily have to be water. Included in that is touching any uncovered part of the body, any covered part of the body that is normally covered, but in this case, one touched it. It included scratching one's head, it included touching one's shoes, and with regard to touching one's feet, if they're normally covered, so that's a covered part of the body, and if they're normally uncovered, the Mishnah Berurah left that as a suffix. Now the halacha there was, that if it's a matter of learning, if it's a matter of saying brachas even, mi'ikar ad-din, one did not have to wash his hands, he only had to cleanse them, and did not have to do it immediately. With regard to davening, there the halacha was that if you can, you're supposed to wash your hands. You're supposed to actually use water. Not only that, but the halacha is that for simply making a bracha or for learning, so long as you didn't know that your hands were filthy, you could make a bracha. Not so for tefillah. Unless you're sure that your hands are clean, you are required to wash your hands with water for davening. Mishnah Berurah also brought down, al pi Kabbalah, that there was an inyan of washing one's hands before making a bracha. Those were the basic halachas of Netilas Yadayim, and now we are ready for the halachas of tzitzis. The first sif is Yis'atev b'tzitzis v'yavarech mu'umad. Simen Ches, we'll be doing the first two sifim today. Sif Aleph is Yis'atev b'tzitzis v'yavarech mu'umad. What is that? So the halach is like this. First of all, you're supposed to put on your tzitzis right after Netilas Yadayim, the Mishnah Berurah says. Right after washing your hands, before you even made a bracha. We said when you get up in the morning, you don't say the bracha v'al Netilas Yadayim immediately. Soon after washing Negel Vasser, you should put on your tzitzis. Why is that? Because we are makpid not to walk for four amos without tzitzis. We're going to see later just where that came from. But here the Mishnah Berurah already mentions that you should make sure to put on your talis kot and your tzitzis immediately after washing your hands, because we do not walk around without tzitzis. The other halacha is, it says mu'umad, that it should be done standing up. Why standing up? So there are two things here. There's number one, putting on the tzitzis, and secondly, making the bracha. It seems very clear, consistently, from the Mishnah Berurah and others, that aside from the fact that there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on your clothing when you're wearing a four-cornered garment, but there's a separate element in that mitzvah, which is putting on the tzitzis. The levishas ha-tzitzis is something of a mitzvah. That we learn out Vasulahem tzitzis, we learn out from the parsha of Sfiras Omer, where it says Usfartem lachem, and there the pasuk says Mihochel chermesh bakoma. Kama means the stalks, the standing stalks, and the Gemara darshins al tikri bakoma elo bakoma, standing up. So from there we have a limud that mitzvahs, that where the pasuk says lachem, are supposed to be done standing up. So from there we learn that the mitzvah of levishas atzitzis, when you're putting on the tzitzis, there's an act of levisha. That should be done when you're standing. Aside from that, every birkas on mitzvah lechatchila is supposed to be said standing up. Therefore, both the levisha as well as the bracha should be said while the person is standing. This is all lechatchila, b'dieved it is not ma'akev. But once again, there's an inyan of the act of levisha. Although we fulfill the mitzvah by wearing the beged, putting on the beged seems to be a separate aspect of the mitzvah. Now, the halacha is that you're supposed to say a bracha over lasiyasa. Over lasiyasa means just before you do the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, when you're going to make your bracha, say on your talis or on your talis katan, you should not say the bracha before you're actually holding the tzitzis. On the other hand, you shouldn't say the bracha after you're already wearing them. So what do? You pick up the tzitzis, you're holding the tzitzis, and the same goes for the talis. You say the bracha, and then you put the tzitzis or the talis on yourself. So this is Sif Aleph, which is Yis'atev Batzitzis V'Yivarech Me'umad. Now, with regard to what Ituf is, Yis'atev Batzitzis, in Sif Aleph there were no details. The Yis'atev in Sif Aleph one could understand to mean simply be lovesh, put on your tzitzis. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Seder Atifoso. How is it that you fulfill this inyan of Ituf, of Atifa? K'derech b'nei Adam, Shemiskasim b'ksusam v'oskim b'malachtam. The same way people wear their garments while they're working. Sometimes they cover their heads and sometimes they don't. Now, we have a hard time really relating to this because we don't wear our clothing over our heads. We're talking about a whole different set of clothing. But back in the olden days, and you'll still have this in many of the Arab countries, where what people will do is they're going to have something that is some kind of cloak that is covering themselves that at times will be put over their heads and at times will not be put over their heads. Therefore, the mitzvah of atifas tzitzis, the way you're supposed to wear your tzitzis, is sometimes it is covering your head and sometimes it is not covering your head. With regard to talis gadol, so it is brought down that for the sake of Yerushalayim, it is good to cover one's head with the talis gadol. The Bach says that you're supposed to have the talis over your head for all of davening. Lechatchil, it should be for all of davening. According to the Arizal, you're supposed to cover part of your tefillin shel rosh. That means your tefillin shel rosh should generally be showing. It says the pasuk talks about the Vero Ami Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and that is referring to the tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be visible. Nevertheless, you cover part of them with your talis. It is also brought down that a bacher, it's mashma from the Gemara, it says that a bacher, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, should not cover his head with his talis. Now, with regard to the actual atifa, first of all, the Taz mentions that even though you're covering your head, you should not remove your yarmulke, your kippah, from your head when you're wearing your talis. Your talis should be on top of that. Now, how does one actually do atifa on a talis? So right now we're going to talk about a talis gadol. With regard to a talis katan, that is going to be discussed a little bit later in the Shulchan Aruch. With regard to a talis gadol, the Mishnah Berurah says that the proper way of doing atifa is that you hold up the talis, you say the bracha, and then you go and put the talis over your head, up until your mouth, and then bunch up all of the corners of the talis so that all of the tzitzis are together, and when you have them, you then throw them over your left shoulder and leave it there and wait the amount of time that it takes to walk for four amis. After that, you go and distribute it so that you'll have two in the front and two in the back, the way you normally wear your talis. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would put everything really on one side. This is only at the time of the actual putting on of the talis. As said, there is an inyan of the act of levisha, and we do that derech atifa. We do that in the form of atifa. And we're going to see there are some who hold that atifa is actually ma'akev. If you didn't do atifa, they hold that you have not fulfilled that mitzvah. So therefore, lechatchila should be on the head during davening anyway. But at least at the time of Atifa, at the time the person is putting it on, he should make sure that the talus covers his head to his mouth, then place everything over the left side, and then he can divide everything and put the talus back to where he wants to wear it.